Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. This is Dr. Susan Starler, Thinking Outside the Box. So this week we had an absolutely wonderfully fun lecture with our Dr. Hyla Kass. We were talking about the fact that stress can make you sick. And Dr. Kass actually went through a lot of information with regard to the neurotransmitters in the body and various odd and sundry things that you can do on your own in order to help balance those out and take care of one of the things that stress often causes, which is addiction at many different levels. If you would like more of that, you can actually go on Dr. Kass's website and take a look and order up her. She's got a couple of free books there. And you can also go on Amazon and order her new book, which is called The Addicted Brain. Dr. Kass's website is Hyla at Dr. Kass. I'm sorry, that's her email. Her email is Hyla at drkass.com. That's Hyla at drkass.com. And her website is www.drkass.com. So for those of you who missed it, you can pick up some hints and tips there. And as always, you are always welcome to give me a call. So what I do today is have the extreme pleasure of introducing you to Ms. Lori Hart and Ms. Udana Power. Now, these girls, these lovely, lovely women, have an event that's coming up this next Monday on August 31st at 7 o'clock. They're going to be talking about some secrets and discoveries to ageless beauty. Lori, Udana, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, my pleasure. So I know you guys are going to not spill all the beans right this minute, but give us some hints, because you know everybody wants to know, how do we look younger, how do we do it better, more natural, et cetera, et cetera. I know, Lori, I've known you for years, and I personally use your makeup products, and you've made my face look much better whenever I need to get headshots and things like that. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be discussing on Monday.
So we're going to talk about ways that you can look and feel your best that are safe, healthy, and painless. A lot of the things that they're doing now causes inflammation, which will actually thin your skin and make you age faster. And ultimately, you'll end up looking like not so good. So my focus is safe, healthy, and painless ways to love yourself from the inside out using outside-in techniques.
Nice. Excellent, excellent. Well, we all like to pick up different hints, that things that we can do on our own. I also know that you've got
We're going to be talking about treatments that I do here and also talking about the controversy between sunblock and sunscreen, because 98% of aging is from the sun. We'll talk about different treatments that you can do at home, product ingredients that are safe and what to avoid.
Are you also going to give us some wonderful demonstrations on some of that fabulous equipment that you have?
We're going to do some demonstrations. We're going to do some makeup made out of sunblock.
Oh, that'll be fabulous. Oh, we're really looking forward to it. And Udana,
I'm really passionate about women shedding the mask and being authentic and feeling like they're the best version of themselves.
Mm. I think that's great. I'm right there with you. So, Udana, I know that one of the things you like to do is you like to tell people they can actually reverse the biologic clock.
Yes, yes. Well, first of all, I realized that I was at a certain age, and I had no choice. I was going to be growing older, but I wanted to reverse the clock. And I just have a quote. I love Coco Chanel. She said some amazing things, and one of the things she said, beauty begins the moment you decide to be yourself. And
I love that.
Isn't that beautiful? And the most courageous act is still to think for yourself aloud. It's like, wow, that's profound. And I want to talk about women and having the beauty come from the inside out, because a lot of times we're running off to surgery, that women are going to plastic surgeons like they're going to the mall to get a little of this, a little bit of that. And what it does psychologically and emotionally, it makes women believe, oh, my beauty is out there, somebody has to give it to me. When, in actuality, if you see beautiful women, they're healthy from the inside out. They're alive. They're excited about something. They're vivacious. Their self-esteem is up. And how do you do that in a world that is constantly saying, well, you have to look like a movie star or a model, and even movie stars and models don't look like that. You know, they've got hair and makeup and lighting, and, you know, so we want to talk about and do some little interactive exercises to really get people experiencing their inner beauty, this enthusiasm, this light, this sensuality that comes out, that can ooze out of women when they feel, you know, happy with themselves.
I tell you, if you're going to have something ooze out of you, that's what I'd like to have ooze out of me.
Happiness.
Definitely.
Oh, my darling.
So are you going to be taking us through some sort of a guided meditation or process or exercise?
Yes, we have a few of them, the interactive exercises. And then also just showing some, just talking about some ideas about how to bring people back to, I mean, there's other alternatives in surgery. I mean, Lori, as you know, is sensational, what she does with, and what to do instead of running off to get some Botox for this, what do you do instead? What's your lifestyle that will create that beauty and also maintain the inner beauty? And yes, we are doing a couple of interactive exercises to help people go, oh, so they experience what it feels to be alive and beautiful, and then looking at each other and going, see the light turned on inside of everyone, you go, all of a sudden you get it. Oh, wait a minute. When I'm alive and excited and thrilled, I am beautiful, but I'm beautiful in my own distinct way. I don't have to... Aww. You know, I saw some young woman on the computer layering on makeup like she was putting it on with a trowel, and so she was covering herself up rather than revealing herself. And Lori has an amazing saying about that. What is your saying about that, Lori?
If you look made up, we screwed up.
That's great. That's wonderful. Oh my goodness. Well,
I mean, you know,
you.
Ultimately, you have to have some compassion for these men that go out with these women that have hair extensions and false eyelashes and their lips are fake and their boobs are fake. They wake up in the morning and they're with a different person that they went to bed with. No wonder they're so crabby.
Confused. They get downright confused. Oh, that's funny.
Or is that the saying, coyote ugly?
Well... Or, yeah, there's lots of old jokes about that. I mean, there's one bagger, two baggers, you know, the whole nine yards. And it's embarrassing, but you know, you're absolutely right. You want to be as much of you as possible, so that they're falling in love with the real you, and not somebody who is never going to be able to be reproduced.
And you know what? Oscar Wilde said, "Be yourself. Everyone else is open." You know, I'm not trying to put down any, I'm certainly not putting down plastic surgery or the value or surgery that it brings for certain people. But, you know, I did an event with all these celebrity personal assistants and all the managers, and they were talking about Renee Zellweger. Now, for those of you who haven't seen her, she looks now like everybody else, where she had a wonderful, distinct look. And now she looks like every other actress in Hollywood. She's lost her distinctions. And they said me, she will never, if you look at her before and after, she now looks like Sarah Jessica Parker without the mole. She doesn't, you would never, if somebody offered to pay you money, if you look at her after you and you ask who she is, you would never know it was her. It's not that she looks bad, she's a pretty girl. But she looks so different that she is unrecognizable as herself. And
I loved how she looked. She was adorable.
Oh, yeah. You will flip when you see. And she will never work again, just like Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing. After she did her nose, she never worked again.
Right. Oh, Oh, my goodness. Well, let's put out there in the universe that she will hopefully work again because, I mean, talent like that should not go unrecognized or unappreciated. But, oh, dear.
But,
oh, my
goodness. Literally, I have conversations with women hating themselves. They think their life is over because they have a brown spot or a wrinkle. Or it's like, you know, let's get back to basics.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you're going to show us some ways to think outside the box on that on Monday night. So I understand this event is starting at 7. How late does it run?
Well, usually it's a couple of hours, but if people want to stay and have little demos, you know, we're here for the evening. So
basically 7 to 10 or 7 to 9?
Yeah,
7
to 10.
The presentation will go about 7:15 to 8:15, 8:30, something like that. And then they
can
stay around. Yeah. So it won't be long, but for, you know, the last time there were a lot of people who wanted to stay around and talk to Lori and get other experiment with other things as well. So it's comfortable.
Perfect. And I understand this will be at Lori. This will be at your spa. This is at 10390 Wilshire Boulevard, suite number 1107, and that is. That's on the corner of Beverly Glen and Wilshire. It's on the southeast corner. And the valet parking entrance is actually off of Beverly Glen, correct?
Correct.
Excellent. All right. Ladies, well, I'm looking forward to it. Yes, and I understand people need to call and RSVP because there is limited seating. So if you want to come, please do give Lori a call at 310-600-2449. Be sure to leave her your full name and your contact information so she can call an RSVP. Or you can email her at Lori Hart, that's LoriHart, at LoriHart.com. And for those of you who are interested, Lori is also going to be my guest speaker at our event next month, which is it next month? Actually, yes. It'll be in September, and that will be on September 17th. So it's coming up quickly. It'll be in 3 weeks
September
on Thursday
evening. You told me the
24th. Okay, we can talk about that if that doesn't work for you, babe, and we'll talk about that later. So, ladies and gentlemen, just forget I said that. I will let you know next month.
Okay.
Which will be on the 3rd when we are having our next conference. And because it looks like we have a misunderstanding with regard to scheduling here. So either way, Monday night, the 31st at Lori Hart's and Rowena, Udonna. I look forward to meeting you and listening to what you have to say to all of our wonderful people.
Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to meeting you too.
Thank you so much. And everybody have a wonderful, wonderful week. And don't forget to think outside the box. Take good care. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.